Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How many burgers do you have when you grill them out? Like two, three?
Well, if the package of meat that I get will yield usually eight. Because it's I usually do about third pound burgers because they cook down, and then I'll have two.
If my mom cooks burgers, God bless her,
and provolone cheese.
I'll do two as well. Like that, I mean, you're not full. I'm never ever full. The other stroke of genius I talked to Mike about before the show was bringing that child actor out with the speech impediment. And I gotta tell you.
Oh, you are so cruel.
What's the matter with you?
That is.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Let's waste no time because it's Friday, and that means it's time for the talking head of the week. And let's say hi to Mr. Jim Crawley. Jim is a 20-plus year listener from Wichita who now lives in Brooklyn, still paying rent, but he is currently in Hays, Kansas, living with his folks thanks to the pandemic. My daughter escaped Brooklyn as well. He first discovered, although Brooklyn and New York getting better, he first discovered us on KFH in Wichita. We've been to that lovely town.
Sure.
I had a bad hangover in that town. Shocker. Mm. He is a working actor who worked alongside Jack Nicholson in 2002's About Schmidt. I love it. What I do with the talking heads, I don't read the bio until we go on the air. He was, according to IMDb, the other frat kid. He worked for 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
He worked for 2 weeks for 5 seconds of screen time. Doesn't matter when you get the check. He almost gave up acting. He was working for the Smithsonian until a TMOS sponsor changed his life. I can't wait to hear about that. He has done stand-up, run the New York City Marathon with TMOS in his ears, and has a national commercial for Goody's Powders. Oh, my God. Goody's Headache Powders. That's fantastic. He does voiceovers on The Room.
In The Room. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. He actually has a studio built in this room where he's at, where he does his voiceover. That's why he has a blue screen behind him. He's very tech savvy.
It says he does VO on the room he's in right now.
Mm. Yes, it's a typo.
Mm. Work harder. Okay. Work harder. Every day. I can't stress it enough. Work harder.
Don't do your best. Do Mike's
best. Please try not to embarrass me. He does accents, some inspired by me. He has met Oscar and spoken to Mike via telephone. He's current filming. I'm gonna come to your house and take your booze away. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm really gonna. I don't make this up. I'm trying.
Mike,
you know,
you're doing
Jim,
the best you
I'm
can.
Trying. I do try to do the best I can, but it's like I do my job like this. I got a job. I'm lucky. Try not to go off. I have a guest here. I will try to behave myself.
Okay,
but I'm reading the typo script of typo script. My apologies. How many times do you say that during the course of a year?
A year?
Maybe. Yeah, a year. Thousands of times.
No, not
anyway,
that many.
I'm sorry, Jim. I will not have a meltdown today, but I'm trying to read your bio. All right. So you are filming a sci-fi thriller in Kansas. You auditioned for Crashing, but unlike Rob, it was passed over. He is on a laptop and has mobility. That's wonderful. And Jim Crawley, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry for having an unbridled tantrum at the beginning, but I try to read these things. How are you? Can you hear me loud and clear, sir?
I hear you loud and clear, and that's fine. Pretty much my life is a walking TMOS advertisement from what it sounded like there. So you're welcome.
It's exciting to have you on the show and to know that you have been a working actor. My daughter is struggling and trying, and she's getting ready to make a big move out to L.A. when the pandemic allows her to. And she is dating a working actor, too, a kid that's been on Law & Order. And it was so funny. I watched his clip on Law & Order. And it was, you know, it doesn't matter if you get on a mm-hmm. show, you get on a show.
What was his character on Law and Order? Was he one of the, was he a kid that was mouthing off to the police?
It's funny because it could actually be, when you said you're a frat kid, that's kind of what this guy did. When he was in the, you know, he was one of those bad frat
yeah.
kids.
Sure. Yeah.
And it was fun to watch. And the story I want to hear, though, is that you almost gave up acting. So you're still acting, Jim? You're still doing that?
Currently, yes. Yeah, I'm still auditioning and doing everything as much as I can here in Western Kansas. I'm still kind of timid about going back to New York. So
yeah, a lot of people feel exactly
What is the audition process like, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, anymore, it's actually changed a lot since COVID, because they used to have casting directors, and casting directors would work with producers and directors, and they would get a breakdown of who they needed for a character. And then they would go out to agencies and then say, hey, do you have somebody that fits this description? And then we would go into a room with a casting director. They would tape it. They would work with us on a scene, and then they would send it to the producers and directors. But now with COVID, they don't want everybody in a room in close quarters. So now they're making us record our own. Which is why I have a blue screen back behind me, and I have a camera set up. I can kind of turn my screen around. I'll show you my lights that I have set up here.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. I know those
guys. Very impressive.
You see, Oscar, that light that you sent to me mm-hmm. when we had about a 10-minute period of time where we thought that Michael was going to be a toy
star.
Influencer.
Yes, a toy
unboxing kit.
And then it just went away. You know, it's like the whim was gone. Wasn't my whim, but the whim was gone. You know, it just vanished. As far as the background, are you able to change backgrounds like some of our listeners have done? The most memorable one was Colin Mochrie when he came on, and he had that majestic library in back of him. Are you able to mess
can
around
you key
with your
green screen?
Blue screen?
Well, it's with the Zoom app. I can probably put up some, but I also don't want to mess around too much with it because I don't want to lose connection.
Don't worry about it. Don't. We'd rather have you. So the thing that jumped out, Jim, on your bio, and welcome to our TMS Talking Heads. It was a throwaway idea I had. I didn't think I would love it, but it's just... So many of our wonderful listeners have great stories, and I love talking to them. It's just different. It's different than taking a phone call. It gives us the time to talk to a listener. What jumps up at me is you almost gave up acting. You were working for the Smithsonian until a TMOS sponsor changed your life. Mm. That's another great little thing I want to hear about, so tell us all about that.
Well, I was actually, after I got done shooting the film with Jack Nicholson, I thought I was going to be famous and I wasn't. And so I decided to go back to school, got a couple master's degrees, and was working for a Smithsonian museum. And then I moved to a small town where I had started this is the most Kansas thing you'll probably hear. The town was destroyed by a tornado. I moved there to help rebuild and put up a museum. So during that time, Rob and you guys got sponsored by Weight Not, and I was... about 310 pounds at that time. And I was listening. And then when Rob lost all the weight and looked like Jason Statham, I was like, you know what? This might work for me. So I purchased it. And then I dropped about 90 pounds in about three and a half months.
Wow.
I kept it off. So,
you know, that Rob's not the only one that lost weight with the sponsor known as Weight Not. Oscar actually lost weight running back and forth trying to get them to pay us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was certainly Mike. No additional weight in his pockets after he visited.
Weight Not ended up being a little bit problematic, but it did work. I remember Rob, and you lost 90 pounds?
Yeah, 90 pounds in about 3.5 months.
And so have you kept most of it off, obviously?
Yeah, I've fluctuated about 10 pounds, but, I mean, it definitely kept me on the straight and narrow. And then, I mean, I'm currently a personal trainer and a fitness instructor in New York, so I've got to stay in shape now.
What would you say as far as when you go on a program where you lose is the key to sustaining that? What is the single thing that, because obviously I think a lot of people, myself included, will get to a weight loss point, and when they get a dramatic amount of weight off, and Rob's been more successful than I have over the years about that, where he's lost it, but Rob's gained it back, and
it's more fun to put it back on, Mike. It's always more fun to put it back on.
Yeah, but it's such a drag. I know you'd love to have kept the weight off. What is the key to doing that more than anything else? Because I've always wanted to ask somebody who's dramatically lost weight and then moved on to the next chapter. What's numero uno in your mind?
Well, besides the shtick answer of moving to a very small town where everything closes at 6 p.m. and you have to cook your own food, I would say obsessive compulsive. Because I dedicated time and money to that, I always made sure that I stuck to everything. If I started gaining some weight, I'd have to readjust my diet and go back. And then just exercise and lifting weights. I mean, don't ever discount actually doing some physical activity and moving some weights around.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice to hear that success story, and it is funny when we talk about Weight Not, because Rob was so successful they used him in the TV commercial.
Yeah, I was on the Today Show.
And then when did you start, Rob? When did you start eating after that?
Immediately after that too, Mike.
Serious question: how quickly did you bounce back after that? To your
this is a true and tragic story. The day of the television shoot, the day that I drove to Washington, D.C. and shot with film cameras my weight loss success story, that night I came home and made a batch of caramel.
Those are facts.
It's a fact. And you know what? It was delicious. And I thought, you know what? A little vodka and some caramel, that probably won't ruin everything.
Vodka and caramel. And then, years later, they would actually probably have caramel-flavored vodka.
Born in my home, Mike. It was born in my home when I looked like Jason Statham for 25 minutes.
So... you're at home are your parents older, or are they, you know, what, how old are your mom and dad?
My mom is 60, and my stepdad, her new husband, is 10 years younger. So
So it's a May December female to male thing. Wow. My cousin Billy celebrated his 20th anniversary yesterday. So I want to give him a salute for that. And I was around a lot of family, which was lovely. And it's amazing when you think of that. I am a year older than your mom. And it's great to have multi-generational listeners. Have you ever tried to hip your parents to the Mike O'Mara show at all? Have you ever given that a shot?
Actually, my mom, she tries to listen to podcasts, but she's a cardiologist, so she doesn't have a lot of free time. Stepdad does listen.
Oh, that's cool.
Is he in the medical field also, the kid?
No, actually, he's an engineer. He has a master's in engineering. He does all the math and beautiful mind stuff.
So what is it like when you move back, and so you are not alone, right? When you move back into a situation like that during these times, it's a crazy story, but you're not alone. You're not a grown kid that moves back into the parents' house, maybe to take care of them, maybe because they wanted to get out of a hot spot that they were in, obviously going to the Midwest, Kansas in particular, when New York was exploding. What's that like? What's the best and the worst of that situation?
The best is that, I mean, it's home, it's family, so you always have support. You have, you know, if they need anything, you can always get it. The worst is that I lived alone. I've lived alone for 20 plus years, so I have to adjust to having not only my mom, but also my stepdad
roommates
in the same house.
Lived alone? You've lost the 90 pounds. You're a good looking guy. You mean there are not any men or women out there that would find you attractive and want to spend the rest of it? What's wrong with you, Jim?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I mean, I'll take applications on either gender, I guess, if somebody's going to treat me right.
Now, you stress the fact that you've lived alone, but also you should mention, Mike, he's a really good guy. He actually initially moved back in with his mom to support her while she was getting her medical degree.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Oh, so your mom's a late-in-life doctor? She's a late-in-life person? I love people that do that. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Actually, at age 44, she decided she wanted to go back to school, so she wanted to become a cardiologist. And so she decided to go to med school, so she would drive 2.5 hours to the medical school on Monday morning and then drive back Friday after staying there, work full-time over the weekend.
Wow.
And then back in 2013, she had to have one more year of a fellowship to become a cardiologist, and she got into a hospital in Brooklyn. And so I quit my job in that small museum and moved up to Brooklyn to help her out. And then once she finished that one year, she moved back and I stayed to pursue this weird, crazy dream of mine that I want to be a working actor, hoping to realize it soon.
So what's the best part? Your acting experience. It does say that you worked with Jack Nicholson, but is that the highlight of so far of the acting?
I mean, in terms of being on screen, yeah, that's the highlight. But I've been doing stand-in and stunt double work. I did some stunt double work for Vince Vaughn.
Ooh.
I drove his car in the movie Cell Block 90, Fight Brawl in Cell Block 99. I mean, I've worked with Keanu Reeves. So, you know, it's nothing you're going to see on screen, but it's a lot of fun little stories that I can tell you, like, if this guy's a good guy or if that guy's a good guy. And it's pretty cool.
You're Cliff Booth. You're Cliff Booth.
Yes.
Yes. I'm obsessed with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You need to find DiCaprio's actor's name. What the hell is his the actor? I'm blocking on it right now. Oh my Hold God.
I have a question while we look.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's a casting couch like?
Well, that's why I stay single, Oscar.
good man.
Rick Dalton. That's right. Dalton.
So being it's kind of cool to even do it once.
Hell yeah.
To be a stunt person. What are the qualifications? I would imagine they have to be very careful with insurance to make sure they get the right guy. So how do you possibly even get one gig being a stunt double? It's not like they're always standing in. I mean, sometimes you have to do some physical stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of the times you are part of a group of stunt people that work together to get used to camera stunt versus on stage stunt. There's a little bit of a difference. Sometimes it's just sheer luck. For the Vince Vaughn thing, I was actually a background actor and I was just kind of hanging out, and they said, hey, you're not as tall as Vince, but we need somebody to go sit in the car and drive it around while he's not there so we can get shots of the car. Do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, of course I do. So sheer luck.
Oh, that's amazing. And now I would imagine going from Brooklyn back to and you're back in Kansas now. I would imagine that's there could be no greater culture shock than going from Brooklyn to Kansas.
And
City,
Mike, not just Kansas, Hayes, Kansas.
Hayes.
Where the hell is Hayes, Kansas?
It is not quite as far west as you can get, but it's pretty much between the center of the state and Colorado. It's like smack dab in the third western part of the state. And I actually love it because I grew up in a small, small suburb of a big city. So land is actually pretty nice to have. And the closest neighbor is like a mile away. And so it's not too bad, but yeah, it's definitely a major shift. And then when I realized that my parents bought this house for the monthly payment of what I'm paying in rent in Brooklyn, it kind of hurts. But other than that,
you know, when I think of the fruited plain out there, places like Kansas, I think of the movie Castaway, where at the very end of the movie, where Tom Hanks goes out to deliver that package out in the middle of nowhere, you know, and it's probably nothing like that. But wouldn't that be great? You're out there in the middle of a dusty road and somebody drives up and goes, hey, cowboy. Mm. Anyway, I've always thought that would be a...
It's kind of like so you're about spot on.
Is there any, you say they roll the sidewalks up at 6 p.m. Is there any outdoor hang-in, any kind of socializing outside of that? Because that would drive me at your age, that would drive me pretty much nuts.
Well, you'll love this, Mike. All of the bars are open for indoor seating. All the gyms are open so you can go work out. I know your little... your rant last night or yesterday on yesterday's
Kansas!
Show.
So. Kansas! Yeah!
That's fantastic. Now, it says here you talked to me on the telephone once. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you did a thing for Helping Haitian Angels. Okay. And you were looking for donations, and you said, I will personally call everyone who donated. And so I donated, and I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, it's fine. It's a donation. I'm grateful to give it. And then I'm sitting at work and I get a phone call from an unknown number and I answer it. And you're like, hey, it's Mike O'Mara. And I'm like, oh, hey.
He's a man of his word. He's a man of his word. I remember you going through that.
You and everybody else should know that. I hope you know this. I did mention it after the fact that because of people like you, they built an outbuilding down there at the complex, the Kayange Orphanage Complex, that now has, I believe, a church and a school. And Carl and I still would like to go back there one day, get back to Haiti. And they've done great things down there. And we're proud of Bill and Debbie Harvey, my friends Bill and Debbie Harvey, who have worked tirelessly to do this. And so much went in to moving this facility out of Cap Haitian and out into the country. countryside to this land that they acquired out there and build this thing. And so many different little things have to be done with the, you know, Greece, government
sure.
of Haiti
sure.
to, you know, to get that done. But it's cool. So let me ask you a question about Crashing. It says you auditioned for Crashing. Do you believe Rob Spiewak was the reason that show was canceled?
The curse.
I 100% believe it. I mean, as good as he was on there, I think there was some vibe that he gave off that they were just, we can't go any further.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, the shark was jumped, sadly.
So what's the plan? What's the, do you have a 2-month plan, a 1-month plan, a 6-month plan, or hey, mom's a cardiologist now and you helped me get through school. You know, ride that gravy train, brother.
Right on. Yeah.
You know, do you wake up in the morning, like play video games till 2 p.m? I mean, what's the deal?
Oh, God, no, I wish. I actually, I'm still taking acting classes. There's a lot of stuff through Zoom that you can do some acting classes with. I'm still getting auditions. I do voiceover auditions, too. So I had to kind of build a makeshift stuff because I didn't bring anything with me because I didn't think I'd be here for 5 months. So
and
it's just...
It says here you do dialects, right? Or you do voices. Let me see. What does it say?
Accents.
What's your specialty as far as the accents, you know?
Well,
that would be dialects in the biz.
I can do quite a bit of them. I was actually doing and recording an animated voiceover spot for Goldman Sachs, and they had me do my horrible British accent. But during that time, they wanted to do other accents, and I went back and I got the Southern Bells that you and Rob do very well, and they made me stop immediately because they thought it was a little bit too racist.
Oh, wow. Mike, while we're talking commercials, would you like to hear the audio from his Goodies commercial?
This is a national commercial. Goodies headache powders?
Yes. He's the patient, not the announcer. So,
all right, let's
so
if you can, let's all right,
here we go. Here's
right
the
now.
Goodies spot.
Ow.
Jim Crowley.
Ew. Ow. Ew.
Want relief from tough pain without the tough taste? Try Goodies Cool Orange. Goodies fast, Goodies delicious. Because pain relief shouldn't be a pain to take. Goodies flavors, taking the pain out of pain relief.
I have a question after watching
so
that spot
on.
To pull it.
You're not the
Rewind.
Announcer. So what we got from you was, ow.
Yeah, yeah, he was a
ow, ew, ow, ew.
I want relief from lines too.
When you were doing that spot, how many powders did you have to take? Because the end of the spot is you pouring a powder down your throat.
Well, they only one because it's a union rule. You can't do more than the because it's acetaminophen and all that. But they did fill packets of sugar, and they tried to get me to fit the sugar into a bucket after every take, but when the sugar hits your mouth, it clumps up. Mm-hmm. You're just sitting there, and it was, I think I did like 15 or 16 of those, because the original concept was for me to be on a circular thing that was rotating, and they had to stop it right in front of camera, and then they wanted me to dump it.
So it's really more visual than anything else. Maybe someday we'll have the capability to put that up on the screen.
I just had this long conversation with Shannon yesterday about making the audio vault a video audio vault. This is perfect.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would
and Rob
be fantastic.
Is totally against that, but we're going to make it happen.
Cool. Why is he against that? Are you really against that, Rob?
Well, no. Some of the stuff will work as video, but some doesn't. It would have to be a piecemeal thing, but the ability to sometimes show video would be great.
The quote was, Rob said, but it's an audio vault.
That was also, Oscar, that was also about a year ago that we talked about it.
But you brought it up yesterday.
Under the buzz, duh.
Today's your day, my friend. Today's your
Every
day.
Every day's my day.
Yeah, you're so put upon. So Jim, really, thank you for dropping by, and our best to you and your family out there. It's really, really terrific to get to know our listeners. Congratulations on the weight loss and everything else. And hey, can you give us a little flex before we let you? Can we see that gun?
Yeah.
Let's see. Look at that.
Damn.
That's why he's the Keanos. That's why he's the stunt double for
what
Vince
are you working
Vaughn.
With down below?
Oh dear.
Later, that's odd. Get back to me.
Get back to me. That's awesome. Jim, anybody before we let you go, anybody you want to say hello to, give credit to,
No one, but thank you guys, Mike. We may not see aligned politically all the time, but you are a man of your word, and I respect you, and thank you for everything you've done for me. You guys have been a great impact on my life, and I appreciate
it. Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you very much, Jim Crowley. And did you see that sleepy speech last night? Wasn't that sleepy? It wasn't that sleepy, damn it. Anyway, you can start the show now, everybody.
Thanks, man. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, do you have any other questions for me, Counselor?
Lieutenant, do you have anything further for this witness?
Thanks, Danny. I love Washington.
Excuse me. I need to dismiss you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
I don't know what the hell kind of unit you're running here.
And the witness will address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I'm quite certain I've earned it.
Yeah. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, every now and then when you play a movie clip, Rob, I'm listening to that and I'm thinking, Jack Nicholson, what a body of work he has. Mm-hmm. What incredible roles he had. You hear the audio and you listen to the intensity when I haven't heard that in a while. That might be his very, very best.
It's way up there.
I think that might be his best.
I certainly tried to find something from about Schmidt that was compelling.
That's funny.
And there was a lot of letter writing in about Schmidt.
You couldn't
get
any clip from Anger Management that would be really appropriate for that?
I wanted to celebrate the man at his apex, if possible.
I didn't like him in, is it The Town? Is that where he's the bad guy? Is that the one? With Matt Damon and all that. Anyway.
No, The Departed, Mike.
The Departed. Thank you very much. It's not The Town. It's The Departed. They were all doing that. Fantastic. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Podcast Village Studios in Washington, D.C. We are delighted to have you along at a Friday get-together. From Milford, Connecticut, Kearney, Maryland, Pretoria, South Africa. We used to sing a song on the school bus. We are Did anybody else? We are marching to Pretoria.
They wouldn't let us sing when we were kids.
Pretoria. And I don't know whether it's now appropriate. I have no idea. Buxton, North Carolina.
Was this, were you riding the bus or driving the bus?
I was riding the bus, and I later would drive a bus.
You would later drive a bus, of course.
Yes. Whitestone, Virginia, Coal Harbor, Vancouver, British Columbia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Oscar's Fave and something he's been using a lot of during these times. Freshly.
Yes.
Freshly, 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 freshly. Now, you know that we've all spent a lot of time at home in the past few months. You know that the restaurants in many different parts of the country are not open. If you're like me, you're plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. You want the truth?
I do.
You can't handle the truth. Freshly's delicious. You're going to like it.
Truth.
You need me in that refrigerator. You want me in that refrigerator. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. I'd rather have you put it in a microwave and go on your way. Either way, it's delicious.
You know what you can get? You can get new and improved Freshly products.
Yes, sirree. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes. Dinner is done. Choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all that cooking. It's too hot anyway. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. So that's delicious food that's prepared for you. We all have our COVID food. Yes. We all have our go-to COVID food. I don't care if it's healthy, if it's not healthy. I'm curious. I'm trying to think up here. Maybe because I feel like I could grab the COVID at a moment's notice and go to the happy hunting ground, that a Maine staple that exists up here, and we have them inexpensive compared to the rest of the country up here at our little friend Tracy's just up the street, a couple of blocks down the road. They got two for $16, which is an amazing, amazing buy. When you think about that, for Christ's sake, you get 2 quarter pounders of large fry, and that's what you're going to pay for that.
Oh.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So yeah. We get two lobster rolls. I have been.
Oh, lobster rolls. That was lobster rolls. You buried the lead there, yeah.
Obsessing on them, and that's kind of been my go-to. Whereas the second go-to, Mrs. O'Mara figured out a way to get a jar of spaghetti sauce and take the jarred spaghetti sauce, usually a base marinara with a couple of herbs in it, and she doctors it with a bolognese, puts the beef in it.
Yeah, she upgrades
and
it.
Just makes it sing, and we eat for like a month when she's done that. And because we're doing the fasting thing, I've gone a long time avoiding pasta, which is one of my favorite foods. But now when you make this, so pretty much lobster roll, the bolognese would be two real go-tos that I've had. I turn it over to you, gentlemen, because I'm curious.
Well, first, let me say that just briefly, as far as Freshly is concerned, that's what I've been living off of. The summer steak option, if you haven't ordered it, and if you're ordering it, take that little box off. It's going to change your life. It's really good. Really? For my go-tos, and this is going to shock you, Mike. For my go-tos when I'm not at home in my home without an oven or a microwave,
right.
My go-to are pop chips for a snack. And that's all I really live off of.
Those are chips that are made out of corn.
Oh, yeah, but
right? I thought they're made out of air.
That is
aren't
still
they?
Sustenance, correct?
As far as a chip,
I don't know how healthy they are, especially when you eat the whole bag. Like the kettle corn ones, the white cheddar ones are go-to. Pop chips make it look like it's healthy. I don't think they're healthy. I'm just going to go online for that. And then yesterday, speaking of go-tos, I wanted to splurge because I had walked a mile. I said, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to go ahead and order myself a burger from Thunder Burger. I'll give them a free plug.
Is that the name? Is that the name of the new burger joint?
No, it's been around for a while in Georgetown.
Thunder Burger.
And what's always great is when you order it right before the DNC starts. And then look, I could walk there. But I had already walked a mile, so I wasn't going to walk more in my eyes. They said I had earned this burger. This little tracking device that they put on Postmates. And this is not an indictment on Postmates. It's just like, it says it'll be there at 9:30. And I'm like, all right, 9:30 is solid. And 9:30 comes, it'll be there in 2 minutes. I sit outside of my house on my stoop for no less than 35 minutes, 10:05, and I'm hitting the button. I'm like, this guy got hit by a car.
So you got to wait on your stoop for them? They won't knock on your door? Or are you just that eager?
I was that eager. And then I got pissed.
Yeah.
And then I thought to drive to find the Postmate because I saw his bike had either gotten run over or hit by a...
Are the Postmate delivery guys mostly on bicycle?
It depends. It's dealer's choice. But I went... So I got so mad, I jumped in my car and drove to find his location.
So you're using the GPS to, like, track him? You're like Jim Rockford.
Yes, I have a problem.
Yes.
Because I was then mad. I was like, this man
goes down the wrong alley. You see the guy going...
This man is
tying off his arm,
my burger. And if he did, I want to know how was it.
Yeah.
So I pull into.
You're hangry. You're the classic hangry. You're hangry.
Yeah, but then I'm a vigilante, Mike. I'm turning into. What am I gonna do? Right.
Yeah.
And I guess what made me like really.
Hey, douche! That bag's not gonna deliver itself.
What made me fight
Thunderburger
for my meal was that I called Thunderburger at 10:05 and they were closed. So I said, this guy.
Thunderburger. Thunderburger.
Mr. Zabios, the burger is out of the building. Mr. Zabios, the burger is not on premises.
This guy is sitting, and it looked like he was in an alley in Georgetown. So I was this guy is in an alley, and I'm going to roll up on him real tough in my Volvo.
He's probably rolling up
on him. And I got to tell you, I rolled up on what was one of those street bikes where I guess he had the last location. Because
you found the guy?
I found the bike that you can rent from City Bikes where they said my meal was stationed according to Postmates.
So you find what you believe at this particular point.
It's an abandoned bike at the dot where my meal was supposed to be.
Like maybe he's abandoned the bike and taken your food?
Who am I to be mad at the Robin Hood of Postmates that steals people's food and gives it to the hungry?
Himself.
Or him. Am I that mad? I was like, well, I guess if he left the bike, something must have happened.
He stole your food?
He stole my food.
Yeah, but he left the bike.
I got nothing, Mike. Nothing.
Yeah, I like to think he used that Thunderburger to feed a child. That's what I like to think.
I go on the app, and like every great app, they just say, what seems to be the problem? And I take a picture of the bike and the dot where I am as well. And I said, ordered a meal an hour and a half ago. Nothing's here except for this empty bike and this dot with no meal. I don't hear back from them till probably 11:45 for the like.
How long? What was the period of time?
This is 2.5 hours. Like, so at 10:30, I go and find the guy's bike.
Right.
And then at 11:45, I hear back. And I'm like, and they're like, hey.
By the way, that's the time Oscar's dining. Is there any reason why we wait for him in the studio at 9
o'clock? Of course,
o'clock?
Yeah, of course.
At 10:30, I order my dinner. At midnight, I get my
dinner. Is there any reason that he destroys?
At 2 a.m., I sit down with a lovely candle sitting on the table.
The DNC started at 9 p.m.
That's true.
The DNC started at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I ordered before the DNC.
The vice president spoke well after 11 o'clock. So, finished well after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, my meal was supposed to get there at 9:30, Mike.
That's true.
See, I think if you are ordering your meals, it was supposed to get there at 9:30. That's reasonable.
That's reasonable. I don't want heartburn.
Did Postmates tell you you could keep the bicycle?
No, this is what they tell you. Hey, no worries. We're not going to charge you.
I mean,
what does that do for me?
That sucks.
Everything's closed.
Obviously, does Postmates, I don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about it. Do they have to vet the people that are going to deliver? They don't, right? They don't even know this guy. It's so big.
I don't know the man, the gentleman's name. He's one of my people, Antonio. My first salvo to him, because you can text them through their app. I was like,
yeah.
Is there anything I can do to help? Sometimes these roads get these addresses. I'm like, I am compassionate.
What time do you send your first passive aggressive text?
At 9:33, when he was supposed to be there at 9:30.
It's three minutes late. Okay.
But I see this little icon of the bike, not four blocks away. I'm like, oh, he's riding up to my house. This is great.
And it was close by.
Yes, I could have walked to the restaurant.
That's
why I think we have a Robin Hood of meals,
mm-hmm.
either for himself.
Is there
or
the possibility that he got the house wrong and the person in the house went, oh, yeah, that's me. Thank you very much.
Because
you've already paid for the food, right?
Yeah, but so they only get paid if they take a picture of you holding your food or the food is actually on your stoop. So they have to confirm that they delivered the food.
So what is the matter with the world today?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, it really is crazy. How about, you know what? This is the expansion and watering down of everything that matters. This is the same thing with voiceover work that used to be a bunch of professional people that could do it. Now there are 30,000, 40,000 for every job. It's almost impossible to get a gig now. The same thing with delivery. Used to have a restaurant.
Yep.
Hired a person to do their deliveries for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have an app, so everybody can be a delivery person.
Any vagrant or vagabond in the city
can be a delivery person.
And let me add this, that while there probably is no less than 50 pictures of me holding my food up, for the app every time they drop off,
I would love that on your Facebook page.
Shannon always says, "Why do you smile and pose?" I said, "What am I supposed to stand there like?" I'm like, "Hey, got it, thanks,
here I am.
Thumbs up."
Hey, what if the vagrant was able to go into your Facebook page, do a screen cap of you with an old picture of you with the burger, and post that.
That's too, oh, do you think that's really
too much,
happening?
It's too much work. That's so. These guys just want to dine it or take and dash, I think.
And by the way, it's on and gone, right? That's the last time he can ever work for Postmates.
See,
right?
I don't know that. It's just like a bad Uber driver. Like, they just take you down and they start giving you the 3-star people.
See, this would
terrible.
Be a time where I'd love to be on the live call circuit because we could have somebody call us and right. let us know what the real deal.
Let us know.
Pony, do you know anything about it? Have you got, or Maddie, you guys get delivery. Do you know anything Maddie about it?
So I actually was a Postmates driver in college.
There we are. There you go.
Whenever I needed some extra cash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm trying to think. I know I had a background check. And I think to be a driver, if you get a below 4.7 or something as your rating, you're done.
Mm.
So they do have that kind of checks and balances. But other than that, I'm not too sure.
You can't rate someone if they don't deliver anything.
Maddie, do you think he stole it or just got tired of trying to find the address? Or what do you think happened?
I think he actually probably delivered it to the wrong house.
Mm. That's what I think,
Yeah, because Oscar's house is not hard to find.
It's not, but it's there. The bike was nearby.
I was waiting like a rube. And Shannon actually came and she goes, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm waiting for my Postmates bike." And like, I'm all excited and I'm giddy about
burger's
my food coming.
Burger's coming.
she's like, "You're waiting outside?" I'm like, "Yes, so they don't miss the address."
Well, I had another lobster roll, and you know who delivered my lobster roll? Carla Mates. Here's my app is so much better. I have a direct line to my delivery person, and I get to call and go, "Where are you? Are you still at TJ Maxx? You know, are you still getting a generic thing to hang up on the wall?"
My night ended with a trip to 7-Eleven, a bag of Utz, and a Diet Coke.
Oh, that's not good. That is so sad. That is just so sad. We'll get to Rob Spiewak's COVID food choice when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, baby.
Put your fucking hours and your fucking menu up on your fucking website.
Oh, no.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
The fucking Mike O'Mara Show.
Make sure you grab the
seat. You're going to get your sucked.
God damn it.
I'm doing some fucking promo.
They're a psychotic.
Want more bawdy, R-rated Mike O'Mara Show fun every week? Of course you do. Well, the TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored episode with everything left in and nothing left out. So what are you waiting for? Hit the button and subscribe right now, you piece of shit, motherfucker.
I want to apologize for that. A
little
outburst.
Therapy coming up in the bonus show today. A little therapy.
Oh, good. Good.
I'll compare notes with you guys because I have to. I cannot control myself. I need to purge, and I will purge on the bonus show.
It's a good
show.
Place for it. It's a great place
for it. Can't wait.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it. It's just more of the same up here.
Oh.
I'll lay it on you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want the bonus show to start like right now. Anyway, this portion of our program brought to you by Cornerstone. If your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. Cornerstone First Financial, their rates so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Eric Edward Davis.
Yes,
sounds like a Supreme.
Guy.
It sounds like a Supreme Court justice, doesn't it? He writes, "I've been working with Cornerstone for my refi, and I am now looking at 2.375% for a 15-year that only increases my payment by $140 a month. And my mortgage will be paid off 7 years early.
Damn.
I was at a 4.5% rate. Thank you, TMOS, and thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. In just 24 hours, approved and loan documents signed. So easy, and I'm so excited to save all the money. You want to get involved with our good friends at Cornerstone, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Okay, well, that was a great food story right now. Rob, do you have a particular go-to? Somebody who cooks. You spend all of your time in your home, and I'm curious what your go-to is.
It started, well, first of all, I'll say right now, the current one's for the kids, which is great. If I say I'm going out, they'll put in a request. All Julia wants is fresh peaches and almond milk. That's what she's living on.
That's she as loves, healthy as the day is long. Healthy,
and,
healthy.
And oatmeal. Oatmeal all the time.
Warning going on. I just saw it last night before I went to bed.
Wegmans has some bad produce, I think. But I thought it was onions and peppers. I haven't seen a peach warning.
I saw peaches for, what is it? Salmonella.
Was it about Shannon?
No, I actually showed it to her. As I see, you're dangerous.
There's a peach warning.
Yeah.
I will look into this. Robert is, and Mike, you're going to love this because it's something, a story that you tell that I always stay with. He says, you go to Costco? I said, yeah. He says, spinach artichoke dip. That's what he wants.
He can eat whatever he wants at this age. Jeez.
By the way, in the restaurant biz, a profit leader.
Yeah. It's a rube appetizer.
It's a rube appetizer.
It gets fancy. It's cream cheese.
That's all it
cream
is.
Cream cheese with crap thrown in it.
Yeah.
Crab dip, spinach artichoke, Joe, all the dips. All the dips.
You put your hand upon your hip and then you dip, we dip. It's all just cream
recall
cheese.
Alert, Rob Spiewak, fresh peaches linked to salmonella cases.
Oh, no.
Let me see. Health officials are warning. Well, this is Minnesotans. So maybe you're okay.
Minnesota peaches, they're very small.
The only update I have on is August 19th. That's 2 days ago. Health officials are warning Minnesotans about my pillow. You got to take this pillow from Minnesota and use it right now. No, they're warning Minnesotans about salmonella infections linked with fresh whole peaches supplied by Wawona Packaging Company, and urge Minnesotans to refrain from eating.
So I only mention that because it always starts with one little factory or one little supplier. And then they're like, wait a second. What about the bags
of salad?
Are they
fresh peaches we're talking about, Rob?
And these to me appear local because of their freshness and the way they
are. Are they grumpy?
They're not. Yeah, because they're local. Yes. Do they have granite countertops? Yes, they do. Peaches with townhouses. So that's what the kids are at right now. When the pandemic started, my go-to for, 3-4 times a week was cheeseburgers on the grill, because you can keep ground beef and just throw it on the grill and have it in no time.
Homemade cheeseburgers.
Yes, the best. Mm. The best. Until Julia said, Dad, can we not have cheeseburgers anymore?
Oh, wow. You really went to the well that many times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many burgers do you have when you grill them out? Like 2, 3?
Well, the package of meat that I get will yield usually 8 because it's, I usually do about 1/3-pound burgers because they cook down, and then I'll have 2.
If my mom cooks burgers, God bless her.
And provolone cheese.
I'll do two as well. You're not full. I'm never, ever full.
We have grilled one time all summer up here.
I love my grill.
And I'll do anything for food. I can eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
Dozen.
With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah, that's the best part is that he had Chinese food at home. Lately, one thing that's been constant...
Thunderburger.
One thing that has been constant throughout the pandemic, and no one ever complains about, mac and cheese. We are a mac and cheese family, and that is a great comfort food. We always have that ready to go. A recent thing... I've been cooking salmon. This is, for me, pretty healthy, actually. Baked salmon served over rice.
Oh, my God.
And that's great. I love leftover salmon. I like cold salmon the next day.
I do, too.
It's cold, really, really good. But the big discovery, and it has been good the past couple weeks. I don't know if you follow the Costco news, Mike. I'm on a couple Costco Facebook pages that keep me up
Costco,
to date.
I go to Costco enough where I get updates on my email.
They've discontinued the sheet cake. Because there's not a lot of big gatherings. There's not a lot of reasons for the big sheet cake. So what they've done is Costco has started cooking and selling 12-inch round layer cakes in vanilla and chocolate. And some are decorated with happy birthday and some are just plain. Now, the vanilla is a white icing vanilla cake with a cream cheese ganache between the layers. 2 layers with 1 layer of ganache.
But what's a ganache?
A ganache is actually, you know what? It's not really a ganache because it's more of a ganache. No. Is it a frosting? It's a shiny, waxy looking frosting.
And it usually goes on top of the cake.
Oh. I think they may actually call it a ganache, but it's not technically a ganache. It's a filling.
Okay.
A cream cheese filling. But the chocolate, Mike. The chocolate is 2 layers of devil's food cake with a chocolate mousse filling and then the chocolate icing. And
is it chocolate cake or is it yellow cake?
It's chocolate cake. Devil's food. The food of the devil.
I like a yellow cake. I like
I do too, but Mike, with the mousse between it. It lightens it. So it's so not
you've been
a
addicted
moose.
To the Costco chocolate cakes?
I'm on my second one this week. I bought one last week. I bought one this week. And here's the thing that's so great. For the same price, you can get a decorated one. And so last week was just a plain chocolate cake. But this week has three balloons on it, and it says happy birthday. And so I tricked Julia into coming to Costco with me. And she says, I understand you need to buy a cake, but whose birthday is it? I said, it's anybody's birthday. Every day is a birthday. Yeah, why not get fancy?
Same price. Same price, prettier cake.
And the other thing that made me think of it, and also, you know, more topping, essentially. So I had to drop off something at the UPS. I was mailing back my modem to Xfinity because I upgraded my modem. And it sends you a prepaid package so you can send it back. I didn't want to go to a UPS store. You can go to Staples. And they've got a UPS counter there. So I mask up and I go into Staples. Staples is selling yard signs like you would see for a candidate or something. You know, the two prongs that you just stick into the ground.
Yeah, but they're blank. You write on them, right?
No, this one was pre-printed. And for some reason, it made
what
me
did it
so
say
sad.
On it?
It said, honk, it's my birthday, quarantine 2020.
Aww.
Wow.
For the kids.
A pre-printed
for
one?
For the kids.
And I said, that's 1999. I said, that is so sad that there is enough of a culture of people that want birthday attention during the quarantine.
That they're that actually sending pre-made signs.
Printing signs.
Did you have any desire to buy one and maybe just, do you have any neighbors that, you know, or go to Jimmy's house, put it in front of Jimmy? Jimmy
was
going to
put I was going to put it in front of my house because I already had a birthday cake. So I was.
Hey, by the way, our friend Jimmy. You know what? I've been going back and forth following Jimmy, and our friend Jimmy at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is really coming down to the final phases of that full renovation of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where everything, the floors, the bar, the whole place is going to be new and shiny.
Yeah.
And, you know, and probably for like 2-3 weeks, it's not going to smell like old alcoholic.
No, it's what's so good is that he's preserved the historic nature of it because he still has the classic antique paneling and the French fries, but the floor is new.
The antique French fries that he serves. Have either one of you been by Jimmy's since he's been doing this?
Just for pickup.
I did a pickup. Yeah, I did a pickup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jimmy, rock and roll, and I hope that people can get in there at a certain point with the proper social distancing and wearing masks.
Can you still do to-go beverages at Jimmy's?
I think so.
I
love
it.
And Jimmy's is another great place if you want to get desserts from Costco.
Rob,
it's true.
Hard to do, Rob. Hard to do. I had a bar. Hard to do with those homemade desserts. Had a little old lady in Manassas that did it for me in O'Mara's for a while. It was the best desserts I ever had. And then one day she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. I'm boned. All right. Yeah. Enjoy that Trace Leche's cake that we got a half hour ago at the box store.
You broke her hip.
Yeah. Thunderburger.
Anyway,
we got to take a break. We'll come back with a little review of last night's festivities at the Democratic National Convention, and then the Republicans are coming up next week. It's politics time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, sirree. Yeah, I bet I'll piss some of you off and send me personal letters getting me up here. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarischow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarischow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You all probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration drink mix, but they have just launched their newest line, Energy Multiplier, with roughly... I love it when you hold up the vessel, you know?
It's so good.
You're pretending that's got Liquid IV, and what we know, it's just filled with vodka. It's
and
just
a little Liquid IV.
Vodka.
Lemon ginger vodka. It's delicious.
We love Liquid IV. It's so tasty, and they just launched their newest Energy Multiplier. 100 milligrams of clean caffeine. It's the perfect coffee replacement.
Yes.
An all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained
energy boost throughout the day. Here's a fact. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue. If you suffer from decreased focus, lack of motivation, poor mood, and unhappiness, grab some Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Upgrade your vibe and reach your constant state of awesome. It's convenient and I love it. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Okay, I agree with a commentator on TV last night who said after the speech given by Vice President Joe Biden, that sound you heard was Democrats exhaling.
Yes.
I think we have been maybe hoodwinked into thinking that because he is gaffe prone and he has battled a stutter all his life, that our guy might have a real tough time with his speech. Well, the speech was terrific. I think that a lot of people, myself included, were very pleasantly surprised. And I, for one, being the on the team or the side, as people like to call it, that I am on, kind of felt calm and relaxed after that, saying, okay, this alternative could be A-OK. And I felt pretty good. Oscar and I were talking before the show about the festivities. I am not sure that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was the right choice to be the moderator last night.
And I completely I disagree with you. Look, and we should go on the record here that, you know, I am a registered independent.
Right.
And I feel like in my eyes that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, the idea of having somebody that is just trying to move along the production, like almost an MC.
Yeah.
That is a responsibility,
and it can go. We agree either, on that.
It can go either way.
The concept.
The concept is good.
Yeah, maybe it was the initial bad shtick.
I like the shtick
at the beginning.
But
of
I'm also
the,
a Veep fan.
Show.
I'm a Veep fan, so I get what she's doing.
I'm not a Veep fan.
Yeah.
I don't like Veep. Veep was moved too fast for me. I think it was all week. It was actor, serious actor, serious actor, serious actor, and then we get the comic actress. And you know, I was really you know, unless what are you going to do? Bring her out onto the dais and have her, you know, hit Joe Biden in the shoulders and go get out of town.
But let me offer
like
this:
Seinfeld or something.
When
like
you
that.
Have a Kerry Washington and you have an Eva Longoria, they have an overlap, but they also have a different genre of show that they come from. So they're trying to appeal to a mass amount of people.
Yeah.
I think it's valid. And also another thing, I think a lot of America, if you consume the convention, say on NBC last night, they didn't pick it up until 10, and much of the MC duties were relegated to a silent box in the corner. So it might not be as big of a deal as a putting something off. I could see it as something that would draw people in that wouldn't watch it.
I think
it.
Most people watch it, though, on if you're going to watch it, you're going to watch it on the news stations that carried the entire thing.
I wanted to see his speech. That's what I wanted to see.
And I get that. So we're a little more invested on the other side. What the other stroke of genius I talked to Mike about before the show was bringing that child actor out. With the speech impediment, and I gotta tell you,
oh, you are so cruel!
I gotta
What's
tell you,
what's the matter with you?
I gotta tell
what
you,
what is the matter? That is the kid with the debilitating stutter. a lot of people.
He's a rock star. I'm joking. I don't know why I have to tell
Oscar
you that. I am joking.
Yes,
Jesus Christ,
Oscar is making jokes.
He's so silly.
He's making big jokes.
It's
that
big joke.
Is funny. Oh my God,
that
but
kid.
You know what?
I like that. I got teary eyed watching that kid. I'm like, damn it.
But I'm thinking now that's probably going to be on some conspiracy
I'm
site.
Sure.
Of course.
Where they're gonna say,
of course.
It was a,
I like Joe Biden teach me how to read. How about that?
I will get you one big plaudit I will give them, a kudo, is I think that it was a delicate dance to make the tone of his speech match the presentation that they had building up to it, because it certainly wasn't a convention environment. No live crowd, no cheering, no screaming.
Weird.
It was
felt odd, but they did. I think they did the best they could.
The
I think
tone
the Republicans
was,
will probably do the same.
The speech
thing,
tone was great.
It was so good and so perfectly suited for the you know, the closing of the 4-day event. And again, as we said, Mike, tonight is the commissioner's party, and
here's
we're all looking
forward
to it.
Here's what's cool.
when you're talking about teams, okay? And everybody knows what team I am. I'm on. And I'm ready to watch the other one because I'm going to watch it. But I'm not watching it. I am watching it like you would watch overtime in a hockey game where the Caps score the second to last goal. And the only way that the other team's going to win is if they put a goal in also, okay? If they don't, you're just going to sit there. And it's a very good place to be that you've gotten yours out of the way. And now let's see what happens. Now, obviously, we are divided in this country. Most people, arguably, have made up their minds already, but it still is the theater. You know I'm a junkie for this kind of stuff. I love to watch this crap, and it's fun.
I think it's also important, and another takeaway outside of what is the pageantry of these conventions, is that I got a call last night from my mom, and she was like, are you watching? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm watching this.
Of course, your mama. Does she watch that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She watches it with SAP with the Spanish.
She was on Univision where they actually do a split screen. But and there's girls on one side.
She's on your team. She used to drive people to the polls. But this is what she did say, and I do appreciate it. She said, on Sunday, when you come and I do my weekly visit, I haven't been there in a couple weeks because of vacation. She said, I need you to find out how I can get my absentee ballot, what that process is like. Sure. I want to vote on Monday, if possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, yeah, and that tells me that they were successful in getting that message out. Mm-hmm. That we're going to help you, and people are, I'm seeing a lot of that on social media too. We'll see what happens. Rob, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I had a thought about the RNC that's coming up this week. Don't you think, Oscar, if they went a totally different direction and like did it in sort of like a VR and made it look like Overwatch? Don't you think that would be a really good way to capture voters?
First person, a POV,
like a first person shooter,
a POV.
But you're the guy that's actually at the convention.
I say they go completely animated.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. I love it.
Like a comic, like a gritty comic, you know?
Well, not like Naruto.
A graphic novel.
Well, here's something that I just saw that they plan on doing from a video. They will do a live video feed next week to kick things off of Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. going on a safari hunting endangered species. Live.
They'll be hunting.
It's going to be
Donald Jr. and Eric hunting the elusive snow leopard. It should be big fun next week.
Mike, and the thing is their Julia Louis-Dreyfus is Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Here's our moderator right now. No, I'm thinking Kelsey Grammer.
And Scott Baio.
And Scott Baio. Yeah. Scott Baio, let's see. I don't know. I think there's more of a chance of Kelsey Grammer than Scott Baio. But what do I know? We'll take a break and come back with more fun news for Oscar. Oscar's Ooh. Take.
Oscar's
when we
come takes.
Back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy.
Oh.
Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel. Or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Thank you very much, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Should I do the Best Fiends commercial in the Peter Lorre voice?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. For Peter, those of you that are younger, Peter Lorre was an actor who played in horror movies and had a very horror voice that sounded something like this.
Think of Frankenberry. Yeah.
I'm here to tell you about Best Fiends. Fiendishly good fun. Fiends.
No, I'm not going to do it. It won't work. If you're not playing Best Fiends yet, you should be. It's hours of fun. Rob's showing it on his screen right now. Hours of fun on your phone. Rob is hooked. Best Fiends is a challenging puzzle game where you solve it with cute characters to collect and new levels, and people are talking about Best Fiends all over the place.
Mike, I have progressed to level 182. It is called Boxed Up. Boxed up goodies, and I need to defeat 6 boxes, 6 slugs, and 25 leafy things. And damn it, I'm going to do it.
Rob is hooked on this. Best Fiends is great anytime. No bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your best fiends. Once you start, you won't be able to stop. It's fantastic. If you're cooped up at home during these difficult times, you need to get Best Fiends. They have thousands of levels. I know you're in the hundreds, Rob, but they have thousands of levels. Thousands.
Mike, I saved a spin for you. I'm going to spin my Fiend of Fortune wheel and let you know how I do. Even right. This is live. I'm spinning.
Ooh, here we go.
And I got 10 keys. I got 10 keys.
Oh, my God. Best Fiends, thousands of levels, new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Fiends with Friends Without the R. Best Fiends. There fiends. It is, ladies and gentlemen.
And I misspoke. And now, it's not Frankenberry. It's Booberry that was Peter Lorre.
Yes. Booberry was the one that was really not as big a seller as Count Chocula, but still fun nonetheless. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not reflect the views of the Michael Mara Show,
you,
its listeners,
or the right-thinking people of the United States. Now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Ooh, scary. Oscar, a group of researchers in Finland just wrapped up a study on a potential cure for hangovers.
Ah.
They say that they found one that really gets the job done. Mm. It's an amino acid called L-cysteine, and they found when people used it after they drank heavily, it helped get rid of their headaches and nausea. L-cysteine.
He was a superhero from Oscar's childhood, wasn't he? L-cysteine.
L-cysteine. Hello. If you're interested in trying it, you can get L-cysteine at vitamins and supplement stores. It's supposed to also keep your skin, hair, and nails healthy. Have you heard about L-cysteine?
So we just mentioned my mom. She will buy fish oils online,
right.
Not just from Senor Larry. She will buy anything.
Turmeric.
I'm sure. Right. She's bought the silver cream. Who knows what she doesn't get? But I'll tell you this: that I've heard about this amino acid gimmick here because my mom, she on a regular basis tries to shove it on me.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Because she likes purchasing. She's a consumer, Mike, and she has a ton of these different gimmick vitamins or I would say supplements. And she's like, "Hey, did you know about this?" And at home right now, I have that amino acid that you would put into a drink and, you know, stir it up.
Sure.
I have all of the, I guess I would say vitamin D I would ever need. I have all of the fish oil treatments from Senor Larry I would ever need. And sure. They just stack up. This is for rubes. Just drink water or liquid IV and you're good to go.
Liquid IV is the way to go, yeah.
And drink it the day before, right? That's
day
your
before.
Hangover
yes,
cure.
Day before.
Right. That's right.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Every now and then we get a perfect question for you because I've never heard of this term, and maybe you haven't either. Most people have not. We have to be careful with this. I'm told Kellogg's just started seling new blue waffles here and in the United Kingdom.
Oh, no.
They're called mermaid waffles. And they have a blue raspberry flavor. But apparently, Kellogg's didn't look up blue waffle in the Urban Dictionary.
Not safe for work.
This goes way back.
They launched these because it turns out that's a slang for, down there on a lady that has an STD.
Yeah, unwell,
my only question for this, have you ever heard, it sounds like Rob's heard of it too. Have you ever heard of...
If I know it's
waffles.
Oscar's Take, but I have to just a little bit of a context here. When Julia was in elementary school, there was a very carefully worded email that went out from the elementary school from the teachers or from the faculty saying, if your kids are asking about or, God forbid, Googling blue waffles, do not let them do it because it is very unsettling despite its rather innocuous name.
But it's supposed to be maybe a myth. I did Google it. And it's hard to find out. Do you know anything about it?
No, it's not that hard.
Because you're a Puritan, Mike. Your search engine is not doing what you need to do.
Yeah, maybe what you need to do is take off a filter.
Yes, or plus adult. So Look, the only time a blue waffle should ever be referenced, ever, is in one of those adult videos on the hub that is porn.
Yes.
When you have Brainy Smurf finding that Smurfette is at home alone, and he's going over for something you know what.
Okay, it says, what's blue waffle Planned Parenthood? I don't think I want to dive into that.
No, this is not anything you want. You don't want those
cookies.
Don't
do this at work or at home on your work computer.
No.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Airbnb has banned all house parties at its rentals worldwide to try to do its part to slow down the spread of coronavirus. That is it. They have banned the parties now. I welcome your take on this new move by Airbnb.
Pony, I'm sorry. Maddie, I'm sorry. What the f*** took them so long?
Precisely.
I can't believe, like, hey, maybe we should do this. Nobody right. that's renting out their house wants a party at their house. They don't want that. They don't care for that. They want to rent it out again so it's clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And look, just because these students are going back to school and maybe there's some Airbnbs involved that are getting, you know, having parties or getting wrecked, this is the best thing that could have ever happened. Anytime I've ever rented an Airbnb, within the stipulation says, please no larger gatherings than five or four. So you got one family.
Amen.
This is taking too long, and I don't know what they're doing. And maybe this is why they just filed for initial public offering, an IPO. And I bet you they're like, well, we might as well shut down all these parties that are happening so we don't get any black eyes before we go public. It's all about money.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine was looking into this, a guy named Schmeiko Schmera, who was, and he was told that VRBO has a better clientele than Airbnb.
Oh,
that's what I was
told.
Thank you,
Mike.
So thank you.
Really?
Listen to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this is Oscar's Take.
Come on, Rob. Let's go. Come on. Hey, guys, get to the finish line.
You can make it.
Even before he was accused of multiple rapes and other instances of sexual misconduct, a lot of people thought Ron Jeremy was one of the grossest people alive, myself included.
Mm.
And not surprisingly, the way he lives falls right in line with that. A woman who met Ron Jeremy in 2017 and was brave enough to actually enter his one-bedroom Hollywood apartment.
Oh, no.
Gave a rundown to a British tabloid. She said, quote, it was disgusting. I was so shocked. You could hardly open the front door and you couldn't get in the bathroom at all. There was trash piled up, old porn memorabilia stuffed in overflowing boxes. His kitchen table looked like an unkempt outside porch. There were plants that had grown around the table legs and onto the floor. I honestly thought he was on the show Hoarders. There were cans of roach spray left on the side, piles of medication, books, DVDs, paperwork, and he had pet turtles.
Of course he did.
Mm-mm-mm.
The woman claimed she went there to use the bathroom and was not interested in having sex with the hedgehog, although not surprisingly, he did try. There you are.
Yeah, that's of course.
Ron
Jeremy.
Mike, the closest I've ever been to Ron Jeremy was at Fantasy's nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland, when we were doing an appearance for WHFS, an old heritage rock station.
Classic.
And one of the young ladies that worked there, and sometimes when you get there early, the clientele hasn't arrived yet, so you do a little small talk.
Sure.
I think I may have given her a CD or a movie pass. And she said, oh, she goes, you just missed Ron Jeremy last week. Like, where were you guys? I know.
Right. Yeah.
She goes, he was sweet. I got to him a little dirty.
Oh, no.
And walked away.
Oh, God.
Nasty, nasty. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally, Oscar, apparently advertising that you're totally indifferent toward whether other people live or die isn't a turn on to women. According to a new survey, 88% of women say men who wear face masks in public are sexier than men who don't. And that stat held up for women, even for women who were currently in a relationship with a guy who doesn't wear a mask. That's weird. The survey also found 6% of women say they've had sex with a face mask on since the pandemic started. Mm. That is the last item on Oscar's Take.
Well, Oscar's I don't know if they surveyed Shannon, but that's one of the things we were doing pre-pandemic.
That's all we need, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. A kicker from Oscar on the fly. We will take a break. Come back with the last audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All about love.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so proud of Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Yes,
the
yes.
brace is off. Hallelujah. Now he can walk like any other slightly afflicted child, and now he has the shining. Which is great for him, but, you know, me and Robicito and Oscucito still need your help. Unlike little boy Bloom, we can't see into the future like our shining guy, Pony. If we did, I bet, you know, the future might not look too good. So anyway, we still need everyone to visit the TMOS Patron Society. This, of course, is satire, foolishness. We're just joking. Or is it?
Oh.
You decide. The need is real. Jesus. Patron Society. Go to the website. Click the thing. And because of you, you're there for us. We'll be there for you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Be kind. I've had a... why did you say I've had a bad week? Sorry.
Just because... With the brace and everything with Pony,
he's had a bad week. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak for Friday, August 21st, 2020. Take it away,
Rob. People love when their town has a covered bridge. Carrie's dad came from a town in Iowa where they had covered bridge days. It's a very source of civic pride. This is a town in Illinois that actually has businesses named after their covered bridge. And the problem is that 2 years ago, a truck went through their covered bridge and took the cover off. So it took 2 years to rebuild it. And they had a big ceremony to reopen it. And then a day after they reopened it, a school bus did damage to it.
Mm.
So all this I'm saying because they had to send a reporter out to talk about the fact that the bridge was damaged. During an interview about the bridge being damaged, another car took off the bridge's roof.
This may be a bad design on this.
Well, it was a vehicle of some sort. They don't know because it's probably a truck because it was a hit and run on the bridge. But you can hear the lady talking about the damage and then hear the bridge get hit.
I heard this crash at 12:22 and I said, oh, no. The bridge was built in 1906.
Oh no!
Play that again. Play that one again. I want to hear.
She's talking about the damage when the bridge gets hit again.
I heard this crash at 12:22, and I said, "Oh no!" The bridge was built in 1906.
And the lady stops in her tracks.
Is she a little weight challenged?
She's not. She's not slim, no, not at all.
It sounds like she's struggling to breathe while she's talking. One more time so we can hear the car. Why is she out of breath if she's just doing an interview?
She might have been at the Covered Bridge Creamery, which is the ice cream place that's right by the bridge.
I heard this crash at 12:22, and I said, oh, no. The bridge was built in 1906.
It just got damaged again.
Hit and run. Gone. Hit twice in 24 hours. Speaking of people that are, you know, facing challenges, how about the couple that's 96 and 93? They've been married 73 years, Mike. 73 years. And their daughter is quarantining with them. And they're so cute. They've got two twin beds next to each other. And they sing. These are a couple in love.
I love Eddie. Yes, I do. I hope Eddie loves me, too. I love Eddie. Yes, I do.
Yeah, if she keeps swinging, Eddie's going to stab her.
Sweet.
She's sharper than Eddie is, I think. You can tell by listening. Because Eddie's just kind of over in the other bed going.
Eddie also came home with a piece of bridge on his car.
I mean, that's really down the road. If we're lucky enough to, stay together, Carl would be like, I love Michael. And I'll just be going,
hey, look, it's Carl O'Mara.
You'll be tapping. Eddie, yes, I do. I love Eddie.
Mike, you talked about the cure for the hangover. in your in Oscar's state. Yep. Do you have a cure for nausea?
Yes, I do. I have Nauzene. I take Nauzene. Oh. It's a lovely little product. I do. I've taken it twice this summer. Two different hangovers.
You may want to take it because the new spokespeople for Jockey Underwear is Caroline and Luke Bryan.
Ooh.
They're selling underwear now.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
We got the stuff for the jockey shoot.
Oh, gosh.
Are you nervous?
Am I nervous? Yeah. I've been working out.
You've got these.
Oh, those are my go-tos.
Oh, I love these.
You've succeeded. You like me and them.
All right, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen,
we gotta
Rob
hate him
has
now.
Succeeded.
We
got to
hate
All
him
right.
now.
Luke Bryan, boycott.
Boycott.
Starting
okay,
today.
Good. We're done. We're done.
By the way, and let me say with
I
that
love
boycott.
Luke-y, yes, I do.
Rob has successfully turned us
it's
all,
over. It's
on
over.
Luke Bryan. And I don't want to expose that idiot mm-hmm. any
good.
Longer.
Thank you know
you
what?
Very much.
I feel we've done some good work here.
I
very
heard
good.
This crash at 1222, and I said, oh no. The bridge was built in 1906.
So. Mike, you know, we're talking about they're opening movie theaters. They want to open the gyms. Why are we not paying attention to the people that really need our help? The bowling alley enthusiasts. The bowlers want the alleys opened up again. And there was a demonstration in San Diego. Bowling enthusiasts want the alleys to reopen. Here's a father and a son and a manager.
It's really difficult to simulate considering that the lane's 60 feet long and the pins are about this tall and weigh 4 pounds each.
My son found bowling in these tournaments that actually they make scholarship money for college.
Employees are suffering this time around really bad because there's no extra unemployment money, so they're struggling. I just want to get back to business. Just maybe spur things along, send a message to the higher-ups that we're here, we're wanting, we're able, we're willing.
Well, bowling alleys always have a reputation for being clean, so that's okay. And the fact if you're going to share a ball, that's okay. But the problem is they're planning on reopening, but it's a much harder sport now because all the pins are 6 feet apart.
You know what? People, vote.
Vote. I'm Please not, vote. Not,
I will be confident the day after.
What about
right
the shoes?
Now, I am afraid.
The shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
Yeah, please don't
COVID
lick
shoes.
The shoes. The Kobe shoes. Yeah,
One
bowling,
time.
Yeah.
I love bowling. Last time we went bowling, Robert rented shoes. They gave him 2 left ones.
You know, I have been reading, and I think next week we're going to have a
funny.
Historical novel author about...
Yes, on Tuesday.
The Tattooist of Auschwitz. We're lucky enough to have her on the show next week. And it's so funny what Americans consider hardship, what they describe as being a hardship. It's just silly. It's so silly. You think about what our grandparents sacrificed and what their parents sacrificed. It's stunning to me. Yeah, you know, I just been real tough. It's been real
I
tough.
Didn't get my Postmates, bowl. Mike. It was a rough night.
I know. You want to talk about hardship, I'll tell you.
I heard this crash
there he goes.
At 1222, and I said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
The bridge was built in 1906.
That's your magic audio ball.
There
Have
you
a
go.
Great weekend, everybody.
We got to get out of here. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS, everybody. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 Bs at MikeHomeraShow.com. We'll do a mailbag for you next week.
Yes.
Our mailing address, TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Need assistance? Ponyboy at MikeHomeraShow.com. If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at MikeHomeraShow.com. It means more than you know. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good morning!
Hey, what happened?
What? Well, I don't get a brain, they ain't cold, but they're...
Off you go.